Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. And today, we're talking to author Julia Alvarez to learn more about the Mirabal sisters. If you didn't catch the episode about the Mirabal sisters on Tuesday, make sure you give it a listen. Julia, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Julia Alvarez, or Julia Alvarez, depending on which language you're pronouncing it in. And I am a writer. I've been writing for many, many years now and teaching creative writing at every level, from elementary school through high school, but most recently at Middlebury College as the writer in residence. I'm originally from the Dominican Republic, and I came to this country with my family as a political refugee when I was 10 years old.
Do you have any memories of your homeland from before you left?
Well, what's amazing to me growing up in the Dominican Republic in a dictatorship is that I sensed that fear among the adults, and I knew something was up. But in spite of that, I had a really happy childhood. I grew up in an extended family with cousins, aunts, uncles, my abuelitos around. And I always say that I was raised by dozens of mothers and fathers. And it was also really a wonderful storytelling culture. We were not a family that read. My grandmother didn't go past fourth grade, but it was an oral culture, so people were great storytellers. And I loved listening to different stories and listening to them over and over. So I remember a happy time.
So we heard the story of the Mirabal sisters, and you wrote a book about them called In the Time of the Butterflies. Why did you want to share their story?
Well, we came to this country when I was 10, fleeing the dictatorship, and I'm one of four sisters, and my father was in the same underground as the Mirabal sisters, and we were the four girls who made it. So I've always felt like their story is my responsibility. I feel like sort of compelled to tell the story because their sacrifice made our freedom possible, not just personally, but for the whole country. The other thing is that I've always been interested in stories that are left out of the history books. And even when people started to write about the dictatorship and the underground, it was always about the men who were involved in the underground. And here were these women who were so brave. And it was during the 50s when women didn't even have public lives in the Dominican Republic.
Where do you think that bravery came from?
I don't know where they got that kind of pluck and courage. I think it was very unusual because 31 years of a dictatorship, men who were supposed to be out in the public world and get involved and be brave and bold. Everybody was terrified. Everybody lived in that terror. And somehow they decided that they were not going to stand for it. And so they became leaders in the movement. So I think it was their compassion, their love of their country, their love for their community, their outrage at what was going on, their decency. So I think it was a number of things, but I don't think people are brave, just they're born with it. I think people make choices along the way, and suddenly they find themselves in a situation where they have to decide which way they're going to go. And it doesn't mean they're not terrified like everybody else, but it means that in that moment, somehow, the steps that they've taken along the way have led them to make the braver choice.
What do these sisters mean to the people and the culture of the Dominican Republic today?
They are huge heroines now. They are amazingly revered. There's streets that have their names, schools that have their names. So they've become not just national, but global figures representing bravery and courage and human rights. So it's an amazing, I guess, symbol that they've become, because from a very tiny country that a lot of people have never heard of, these four sisters became international figures. And little did they know when they were courageous that this was going to happen.
The Mirbal sisters lost their lives for being literal rebel girls. What do you think makes them rebels?
What makes a rebel girl? It's probably my favorite of all the questions that you've asked, because it doesn't really have an answer. I think one of the things I discovered by telling the story of four sisters is that each one arrived at their courage and their rebellion for different reasons and different motivations. But the important thing was that in the moment when they had to act, they found the courage in themselves to stand up for what they knew was right. I think it really helped that they had each other. I think community helps us be better rebels, because when we get a little frightened, we can borrow a little courage from the person next to us. If we're on a march or a demonstration, being in that group can really help make us stronger. For instance, you might be at a demonstration for Latinx rights or Black Lives Matter. You might not be Black, you might not be Latinx, but you can imagine and feel compassion for what it's like to be an other that there's prejudice against, because you have a compassionate and large imagination.
That's such a good point, that we can depend on other rebels and that our compassion makes us stronger. Thank you, Julia. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.